Hi, I am Haley Steiner, a CLI presenter. This course is taught by Reverend Henry Rayenga and attorney slash pastor Brian DeCook. In this topic, we are talking about identity. Divorce does not only change your relationship status, it can feel like it changes the way you see yourself. You may have once thought of yourself as a husband, wife, partner, homemaker, provider, parent in one household, or part of a couple. Then separation or divorce changes the words people use. Suddenly, you may hear words like separated, divorced, single again, ex-spouse, single parent, or former in-law. Some labels may be legally accurate, but they are not large enough to name your whole life. Divorce may try to name you with shame. It may say, you are rejected. It may say, you failed. It may say, you are unwanted. It may say, your best years are behind you. It may say, you will never belong again. But those are not the final words over a person who belongs to Christ. Romans 8, 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. That does not erase responsibility. It does not deny grief. It does not pretend everything is simple. But it does tell us that shame does not get to be your master. Romans 8 also says that believers have received the spirit of adoption. In Christ, you are not abandoned. You are not spiritually homeless. You are not merely what happened to you. You are a beloved child of God. This matters because identity shapes recovery. When you believe you are only damaged, rejected, or disqualified, you may live from fear. You may isolate. You may try to prove your worth. You may accept mistreatment. You may rush into a new relationship, or you may believe your story has no future. But when your identity is rooted in Christ, you can tell the truth about divorce without letting divorce tell the whole truth about you. You can say, I am grieving and I am still loved by God. You can say, I have been through loss and I still belong to Christ. You can say, I have responsibility to discern and I am not condemned. You can say, my life has changed and God is not finished with me. This week, you are invited to notice the labels that feel heavy and compare them with what God says is true in Christ. Your reflection question is this: what label has felt most powerful in this season? Your gentle next step is to write one sentence beginning, divorce may describe part of my story, but in Christ I am...